Okay, folks, I got to pick this back up. You got to see this. And when you see a story like what I'm about to tell you, understand this is the future for the left. It is where they are going. And they always start in California. It's always been the laboratory of experimentation for the left. And then they take it national. Do you see what just went on? This school system? Temecula? In California? Oh, this is... Whew. Okay, so... there's a girls who don't want to change in front of boys and feel uncomfortable in the restroom with boys. Boys who say they are girls, which in leftist wonderland makes you an actual girl and not, say, mentally ill. Okay. Well, there's been a big brawl about this in that school system, and it's gone on for a while. So they've come up with a solution. What do you hear this? Okay, you don't have to change in front of boys or share the facilities with them, boys who say that they are girls, if you're willing to declare yourself mentally ill. What? If you're willing to declare yourself mentally ill. Now you got to sign a paper agreeing that you are mentally ill, this form they have, and they will give you an accommodation, where you can then undress in the solitude of non-male company. Oh, this will go national. They get a chance. So you either get naked with the boys or you declare yourself mentally ill. By the way, they're calling this parental rights. That's how the liberal school board members were selling it. And of course, we know this is a joke, right? Oh, it is to them, but it's actual school policy. It is worth going on my ex account to look at the face of evil. Emil Barham, a board member for the Temecula Valley Unified School System, leers at this mom whose daughter doesn't want to get naked with boys. Which, you know, folks, I gotta tell you, the left is just heading this straight down the tunnel like a train toward the light. The left will not be happy till everything is one big orgy. That is where we are. This is just moral degradation. That's all it is. And he leers at her the whole time. What a creep. I look at this guy. I'm like, is he around kids? What a weirdo. The mom, who's speaking at the school board hearing, points out the very obvious problem with these girls having to sign a form saying they are mentally ill. And in order to get an accommodation that then allows them to not have to strip in front of the boys. So because there's, you know, obviously changing rooms. This is, sports, but also bathrooms as well. Okay, here you go. Let me play this. Okay, and I'm having trouble getting it to play. Here we go.
Girls should be free to change in their own safe spaces, free from biological boys. Their other alternative, shaming the girls into filing a mental health exemption that would jeopardize their future security clearances and their careers for life. Melinda, you asked via social media for a better alternative, and a common sense solution was provided. If a biological boy does not feel comfortable changing in a boy safe space, he should seek a mental health accommodation, and he should not be allowed willy-nilly, pun intended, to occupy a girl's space.
So, yeah, if you decide to go into military later, well, you'll have to sign saying they can check your mental health records. You're done. Nope, not going to have a career there. You declared yourself mentally ill, so as not to strip in front of a boy. Had a listener earlier point out, you sign that thing, you're not getting a gun either. Wow. Yeah, this is how the left thinks. If you are not in the cult and thinking like the cult is thinking about whatever they're thinking about at the time, you are mentally ill and we will declare you so. And then and only then you can keep your modesty. Otherwise, it's full orgy all the time. Again, look, folks, we started this show today with that story out of Dresden, right? And what goes on in Dresden? Well, we have an American tourist. He's going to clubs. He's having a good time. Dresden's in Germany. He's hopping trains. And he sees what's very normal there, a Muslim man beating a random woman in an attempt to have sex with her. There's actually two of them. There were two males involved with it. Well, he steps in between that man and her, and he gets a knife to the face. Not a real big deal in Germany when the person who does it is a migrant, i.e. illegal immigrant. His face, he's a model, is, or he was, a really good-looking guy, or he was. You should see it, the massive slash down his face. He doesn't know if he'll ever model again, and you're looking at it, you're like, wow, I don't know. The punchline is that he's still in the hospital when the migrant is released. And he's just shaking with rage in this internet video. Like, how can the people of Germany put up with this? Well, they don't have a choice. They're censored. You can't say negative things about your rapist. Even if he beats you first, if he is a migrant, you can't speak it. That's why J.D. Vance lectured the Germans. You cannot speak it. Even if what you're saying is true. Well, same thing was going on in the school system in Virginia, where the boy in the skirt raped the girl. They silenced the father, arrested him, charged him, quietly moved the boy to another high school, turned him loose, and he sexually assaulted another girl. Same thing, two continents. But Trump is finally going to war with the EU. Wait till you hear this. This just broke. Coming up next.